Our producer. Listen, bro. Go ahead, man. Look at this fool.
Oh, my gosh. This dude here.
Look at that. It's a rat. It's a rat.
Raphael.
Come here, John.
Bro, what's going on?
What's good with you, baby?
I can't call.
Man, we was kicking it off air. He was telling me some stuff, some heavy stuff. I mean, I always thought about it. I always know how the situation is, but the way you broke it down, like, us as black people, the way they might say we have a chip on our shoulder, or we arrogant, or we got swag, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Like, the way you broke it down on why we act that way, I just want you to go ahead and cut into that, because people need to hear this.
Because they got to realize this is where we're from. Like, I look at it like white people, they look at us sometimes and they be like, they angry. They look at black people as they angry, they got a chip on their shoulder. But they got to realize they don't know where we come from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to realize when you come from nothing to try to have something, ain't nobody let nobody take nothing from them. Ain't nobody going to allow you to manipulate them in no type of way.
Right.
So when you catch a white person want to say something slick and then when a black person, you know, respond back, it's, oh, he's angry. No, I'm not buying that. I'm not taking that.
That's plain and simple.
You know?
That's plain and simple.
We from the slums. We are the have-nots. So anything we got, we have to work for it. Ain't nobody gave us nothing.
Nope.
For real. I mean, I know quite a few people. I don't know nobody inherited a business.
No.
Passed down a business.
No.
We got some people in here. Y'all know somebody?
King. Bye. We. You know anybody that inherited a business?
No. No. We pretty much know the same. You know some people outside, but us as black people ain't inherited none.
I saw something today. I meant to send it to you, actually. It said the bachelor degree.
I seen that.
It said bachelor degrees they don't have the same
value. The value done went down because black decrease. People getting bachelor degrees.
So it's a whole bunch of bachelor degrees still living in poverty.
Yeah. They
because see. Black people getting bachelor degrees.
Exactly.
Now. So now they like, no, that don't even mean that much anymore.
They do anything to try to keep us down.
So if black people start getting masters, well, those don't really count.
Yeah, you need to have a PhD.
You need to have a PhD.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, they're looking at your bachelor's like, oh, this is, you know, this is an associate.
But then you one day wonder why we act the way we act. And I'm not saying that in a way like we act, as they would say, like animals and things
right,
like that.
Right, right.
But when we accomplish something, you know what I'm saying? When we're working towards something, bro, that's why we act the way we do. We walk with our head up high. You know, when you can look like from where I came from, right, where I'm at now, bro, you can't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying?
They literally told LeBron to shut up and dribble.
Because they said all you're supposed to be able to do is hoop. You don't even have, he don't even supposed to have a mind to think. You shouldn't think outside of basketball.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
And it's crazy. Like yesterday, we had a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. You see what old boy said about the young boy? He live in an abandoned house.
He live in an abandoned house.
He was just telling us this story yesterday.
He boy lives in an abandoned house.
Go to school every day. He say, you know, the students talk about him because he smell. He said he do got a smell to him. He said they trying to put stuff together where, you know, they can get him to come to school early. So they can get him in the shower and everything. How you think his walk of life is? How do you think him as a person, how he walking through society? He angry.
He angry.
He angry.
So, when the teachers and stuff see him, oh, he's a problem. You don't have to deal with what this little boy got to deal with. He coming from an abandoned house. He's still going to school.
He's still going
But he
to
coming
school.
From an abandoned house every day. He can't shower. But y'all trying to sit here and act like he just got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't put yourself in them shoes and say, well, how would I act? I think I would be okay. No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Just us as people. You ever been hungry? You know what I'm saying? Like, far as, and I'm not even saying starving, like hungry. Like, you don't even act the same when you hungry until after you eat.
Until after
you know
you
what
eat.
I'm saying? You got a whole different attitude when you hungry.
Until after you eat, when you feel better. So take the person, take the people who don't have that option to eat.
How you think they're going to be? Don't say nothing to me.
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't say nothing to me or I'm going off. I'm on 10 already. For real. I'm hungry. My stomach is touching my back. And you're going to say, why am I acting like this?
And then when they act out and they get the teachers involved or whatever the case may be, oh, he got or she got ADHD.
Yeah.
Fill them up with some drugs.
That's what they want to do.
And just leave it be. Fill them up with drugs, leave them on their way.
But we got to realize, like, us as a people, we stronger than that. And that's what they don't understand. You know what I'm saying? As much as we done came from and what we still fighting today, even going back to slavery, yeah, we wasn't a part of that, but that's still a part of us. Regardless right. of what, that's never, you can never detach yourself from that. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was your great-grandma, great-great-great-grandma, somebody was a slave.
Right.
And it's sad to say it, we still have the slave mentality at times. So that comes a part of us.
It does.
So you can't wonder why I don't act like you as a white person.
No.
And my whole structure, the way I came up, was nothing like yours. So why do I got to be like you to be accepted?
I don't.
You know, that's the sad part that I hate. I see now that it's coming more diverse, you know what I'm saying? That people are kind of allowing you to be you. But it's like, if you don't act like the white man, then you're not acting accordingly.
Right.
You know, if you don't act like him, you're not acting accordingly.
Yeah.
But I'm not from where you from.
But at the same, even with that, like, when you say if you don't act like the white man, give me a description of what that is, though. How does the white man act? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, you want me to act like this person, but you're not even giving me a description. Are you saying act like that person? Like, some people, you got to explain some stuff to.
I mean, I understand, like, and I wouldn't say act like
no, that. No, I get I what mean, you're
you
saying. Should,
you're supposed to carry yourself accordingly.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying they'll put it in a situation like, oh, this ain't how we want you to act, but never explain how they want you to be.
Right.
And just let you be that way, let you constantly get hostile, let you constantly, you know what I'm saying, get angry so they can push you out the door. You could probably have a good paying job, but they're going to do shit to anger you.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know the story. You know, everybody got their own story.
Everybody got their own story.
Everybody got their own story, but to be a black man, especially a black man, black woman, to be black, it's a totally different story, for real. Like, they couldn't comprehend it, for real. If the roles were switched, they'd be dead. They'd probably be extinct. For real.
Yes.
If you take a white person to make them a slave, they couldn't handle what we can handle.
No. You see how they act when the stock market crash.
Yeah.
For the ones who do that.
When the pressure on, they kill
When the pressure on, they done.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
But yet, you, not to cut you off, but you still got that young man who living in a abandoned house. He angry. Children talk about him. He ain't go shoot up no school.
He ain't go shoot up no school. But you know what? They got an explanation for him, though.
What?
I'm talking about the white boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shot the school up.
Shot the school up. It's a reason.
Who daddy was probably could have been a lawyer or accountant. Mama had a good job. You know what I'm saying? $200,000-$400,000 they bringing in a year. They son go shoot the school up. Oh, it was, you know, he had a mental issue.
Yeah.
But this boy that lives in an abandoned house every night, no family, I got to make a way for me to eat. He can go to school every day. He can go to school every day. He gotta thug it out. Because, like my man said, they talking about him. He stank.
But he ain't shooting no schools up.
I ain't shooting no school up.
He ain't shooting no school up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Every obstacle that we're given, we're able to overcome it. But yet you still want to look at us sideways and try to say we animals. No, we not.
For the school shootings, the church shootings, the movie theater. All the ones who've been caught or whatever, they haven't given one explanation on why that person did what they did. I'm not even talking about the mental problem. Just nothing. They just woke up one day.
Or they'll say it's bullying. Bullying. People get bullied every day.
Every day. So if he getting talked about for not showering, what is that?
That's bullying. But he keeping his head up and he keeping it moving.
He doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Moving through life.
So that's just my whole thing with them. Like, they don't know the story. And we all got a story.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And some stories are way worse than the other story.
Yes.
So you got to wonder why some walk around here with a chip on their shoulder. You like, why he angry? This is why I'm angry. You ain't never sat down and even understood why. Let me talk to this person first. You know, why is he acting like that?
Yeah.
Because like we just said, bro, I ain't ate in 3 days.
There's a big difference, man. There's, you got to work for what you want, but there's extra obstacles placed in front of you to be able to achieve our goal.
Like you said, we grew up in the era of the Dolphins.
Right.
And we all know cats that had to survive at a young age. They had to sell dope because they was taking care of their sisters and their brothers. It's 12, 13 years old, taking care of their sisters and their brothers. Like, I'm 12, but I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm doing what a grown man do. You asking me why I'm on the corner selling dope. This is the only choice I got. You might, no, it's more choices. What then give him a choice? At 12 years old, tell me what can he do. Who going to give him a job at 12?
Exactly.
Who going to go take care of his brothers and his sisters at 12?
I'm about to say, who going to give him a job that's going to support all of them?
Exactly. So what he doing? No, he like, I got to make sure my brother's straight. I got to make sure my sister's straight. Whether it's wrong or not, I got to make sure we straight. Because my daddy gone, my mama smoking. So I'm the man of the house.
That's it.
I got to do what I got to do.
And all he looking at is the fast cash. That's it.
I got to get some cash. And where we from, you know, how we grew up, all you got to do is go on the corner. Everybody hustling.
That's it.
Everybody hustling. So he got to do what he got to do. You can't just look at people and already put a title on them.
No.
Is that saying, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. But yet we get it done to us so much off rip.
No matter what we dress like, no matter nothing.
We judge off rip.
No matter what the situation may be.
Like, just because I might dress a certain way, you know, that don't mean I'm not intelligent.
No.
You ain't never had a conversation with me.
Or, I don't know, it's happened to me. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. If you dress a certain, like, if you walk around, if your shirt tucked in, whatever, depending on where you're at, somebody might mistake you for a worker.
Yeah.
They not going to assume nothing else but other than, oh, he work here or she work here.
That's how it is. You know, if you dress the part to how they feel like you ought to be dressed far as right. Business-wise, you know what I'm saying? You go when you have your shirt tucked in, then that's what it is. But if your shirt tucked out, if you sagging a little bit,
right?
Now they take sagging to a whole nother level. Like, yeah. They almost ain't even got their pants on.
They don't have them on.
So
they don't have their pants on.
But I'm just saying, like, you can't judge the difference. If his shirt tucked in and mine is out, have a conversation first. Have a conversation. Because that person's shirt that's tucked in, he might be working for a person that's pants to sagging.
You never know.
You know, you never know. That could be you straight never up the issue. You never know.
You never
especially know. Especially with us as black people. You know what I'm saying? You never know. For real. He the one that's getting the money, but you talking to him and he like, I work for this.
I work for him. He don't even know how to carry the conversation.
I mean, we got examples. I mean, you can look at Jay. I mean, that's a 1 in a billion chance of that happening. But I'm just saying, that is something that happened. You seen the guy that went from the block to now, like, the one thing that I do admire about him, he. Like, he done hit a plateau. Now, this fool just got his hair growing any type of way.
It's just growing. Like,
I'm going to be me. For real. I'm going to step in a meeting and you're going to respect me for me.
I'm going to sit here with these people and I'm going to be me. That's how I'm going to be.
They got to respect it. What you going to tell him? What you going to tell Jay? When they meet him, they're going to accept him for who he is. Why?
They're going to respect the hell out of him.
Because they know his story.
Because they know his story.
They know his story already.
They know
who he is. So that's my whole point. Like, man, you got to understand our story. Before you get to judging us, know us.
That's plain and simple.
Know us. Know who you dealing with first. For real. Understand somebody's background. And I guarantee 90, 95% of them will have a total different lookout on black people.
Yeah. Well.
Unless it's just straight up hating.
Unless it's just straight up hating.
I mean, for the ones that will literally just sit down and like, all right, well, let me find out what this person is really about.
Because the crazy part is if you talk to some of them, they become so fascinated with the smallest stuff, they be so fascinated. You had to do that?
Yeah. You come from that?
You come from that?
Like the stuff that we just think everyday life, like it's nothing.
Like, so you hear gunshots and in ambulance every night?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The famous line. They get shot every day, B.
That's it.
That's a famous line, that's, but that's real. That's, for real.
That's like, our experience.
Listen, people get shot so much where you don't even go to the hospital if somebody gets shot. Like, he you got don't. Shot for real. All right. Continue the conversation like it that's was it. Nothing.
That's it.
For real. It's not just, a shot. It just keep going. He that's got it. Shot. What happened? He's straight? Yeah, all right.
That's it.
That's it. You keep it moving.
Then you see that person walk around a couple months later. They straight.
They straight.
Nothing wrong. They all right.
We're immune to it. Like, in certain situations, like, it's sad, but we're immune to it, bro. We see death at a way higher rate than anybody. And what I mean, like, we see death, I ain't talking about somebody dying of cancer or something like that. I'm talking about getting killed.
Yes.
Getting killed. Like, we can sit down and we probably can sit here and be like, I can name 20 to 30 people I know that got killed from the hood.
Yeah.
Just like, just easy. When you just get the name.
Funerals are normal.
Just like the conversation of saying somebody got shot. And man, such and such got killed. Oh, for real? Dang.
I just saw him.
I just seen him.
That's it.
Hey, you know the Lakers play tonight, right? That's just how it's going to go.
That's exactly how it's going
to
go.
It's sad, but that's just how immune we is to it. Like,
but they be shot.
They be shot.
They be, how are you feeling? I'm fine. Like, this is everyday life.
Life go on. Can't nobody, everybody's from the hood. If you've been in the hood, you've been in the streets or near the streets or anything. You done had a partner or somebody you know that got killed that you was close to or you knew. I don't know nobody that ain't. For real. If you was anywhere, like I said, anywhere in the streets or anywhere near the curb, you know it.
You know it.
Because it was like it came with the territory. But we was able to just keep moving. We was able to keep moving. Like, bro, we had summers where we knew, like, shootouts, cats riding up the block. Shootouts. You know what I'm saying? They don't care who outside.
Right.
But we kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? We kept it moving, regardless of what go on with us, bro. We keep it moving. You don't even understand where we come from. You don't even understand what we taking in on a daily basis that it done became normal to us.
It's normal. And no matter what we're going through, we'll still stay to make sure our family is straight.
For sure.
We ain't going to go nowhere. They will leave. As soon as they get the time, I'm going to move to California.
Bro.
I ain't talked to my mama in 20 years. It's like, how can you function like that?
They different.
They completely different situation.
Yeah, that's completely different. Like, even like you was mentioning, like, the stock market or anything. They lose some money. They kill themselves.
Yeah.
We like, bro, we been down. We at the lowest point. Like,
it's no.
When you going to take me back to the hood?
Like, bro, I'm hurt right now, but I'll be back. For them, oh, that's it.
That's it.
I got to this point. Now I got to go back down.
For real. Anybody, you know cats that had money before and what? They right back in the hood. But they living every day laughing, smiling. You like, they couldn't take it.
They couldn't take it.
You know what I'm saying? They don't understand our story. You know, that's why I look at us like blacks, man. We the best thing that ever happened. For real. Like, the obstacles that we done overcame in life, from slavery, like you said, from way back then until right now.
Yeah.
The obstacles that we face on a day-to-day basis just being black. You know, just drive.
Yep.
You being a black male. You getting harassed by police. This is what we deal with every day.
Every day. You actually got a fear about when you see a cop. When you see a state boy or something.
Oh, yeah.
You got
a
fear.
But I say this. It don't matter if you black, white, Mexican.
State boys.
State boys something different.
State boys something different.
I don't play with them state
no,
boys.
No, but I'm just real. Saying, you got that fear, like.
Yeah.
God dang.
For real.
You trying to remember everything. Like, where my stuff at? Let me make sure.
And that's sad because you done seen it on the news too many times, man, where the police done killed us. Nobody ever gets no time.
No. And you done seen them argue with them.
For real. Nobody gets no time.
No.
Or they get the minimum time.
It was all justified. It was all explained.
Old boy, old girl killed her boyfriend, my man in the apartment. The brother give her a hug. That's you, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you,
I'm not
if
hugging.
You had I'm not forgiveness
hugging.
In
I'm
your
not
heart.
Hugging.
To forgive flat out. I forgive you.
I can forgive you without hugging.
I ain't hugging.
No.
I ain't hugging.
I can forgive you without hugging.
You ain't about to tell me you done killed G and We about to go to court, and I'm about to give you a hug.
And I tell you, come here, get no.
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 We
ain't about to do that.
Nope.
But, like I said, y'all got to understand our story. Yeah. Let me say, they need to understand our story. It's more than us than just looking at the front of saying, you know, I see that person. Well, let me judge them. No, like I said, it's more to a book than its cover.
Yeah.
Real. Get to know us. Before you start hating on us, before you start judging us, get to know us. Understand where somebody come from.
You have to.
Then I guarantee you will look at them in a different light. Like, wow.
Yeah, you study us for the talent.
Yeah,
you study us for the ideas.
For real.
Just study us for the person.
For the person.
That's it.
Guarantee it'll be different. I guarantee it'll be different, bro, because we done came through a lot. And we still pushing on. We still pushing on, bro, but.
Close the show.
That's just us. Like I said, we gonna close it out like that. We black don't crack.
Nah.
We the best to do it. We out of here.
We out.